For example, one part of Students Come First required that school districts do all of their negotiations in open meetings, right? What we found is that districts were doing these negotiations in open meetings, but they weren't following the proper notification. We need to tweak the law to make sure that not only are these negotiations happening in open meetings, but that there's proper notification. Under current Students Come First law, if a student meets high school graduation requirements early, the state pays for them to take college credit courses. Right now, the law says that you have to meet those high school graduation requirements by the end of your junior year, and then your whole senior year, you can take college-level courses. We're going to tweak that so it moves it another semester. Nothing major. I don't think they'll demand the kind of attention and excitement, if you will, that the laws generated last year in the legislative session.
You've spoken recently about easing restrictions on how many charter schools can open each year.
Yeah.
There's a rule, six total in the state. Is that on your priority list?
You'll see some discussions about the whole charter school law. I don't think it'll focus just on the cap. We have a cap that says under any circumstance, we only allow six charter schools to open up per year. What I think we ought to do is what I refer to as a smart cap. And that means that we don't have a cap based on a number. The quality that we demand of a charter school in and of itself will cap the number of schools that we approve. For example, if you are a successful charter school that's operated in Idaho for a certain number of years, say you've been in operation for 4 years, shown academic success, we should allow those charter schools to duplicate with little or no process of review and approval. On the other hand, we need to have a very high bar for any new charter school to open. And if the quality assurance is at the right level, then that in and of itself is going to create a cap. And that's why I refer to it as a smart cap.
I recently spoke to the director of the Idaho Charter School Network, who told me that that six a year cap is not so far a big hindrance for charter school growth. But she said the cap on new charter schools per district is. Do you have any plans to change that cap?
When you start developing the very specific parts of a smart cap, it may include restrictions on the number of charter schools that can open up in a certain district in a given year. And so I think rather than just looking at lifting the cap, which is what almost happened last year right at the end of the legislative session, they came within one meeting in the Senate to completely lift the cap. We need to go back and look at the whole law.
What education legislation do you expect to see from lawmakers this year?
We eliminated a statute that provided districts with declining enrollment a level of protection where before, if I had 1,000 students in my school district and next year only 800 showed up, I would still get funding for 990. So we were funding 190 students in a district that were no longer there. And then those 190 students were now attending other schools in Idaho, and we were immediately funding those schools for those students. And so you had this double funding going on. It was costing us about $5, $6 million a year. So we've eliminated that. And last year, the legislature put a Band-Aid in place to try to provide some level of protection. I think you're going to see legislators want to come forward and solidify what that's going to look like in the future. You'll see some legislators move forward with some ideas that they may have for some specific things they would like to see added to our budget. I don't know any of those specifics, but I do know that our budget is going to be what our main focus is going forward in the legislature.
You're asking for a 5.1% increase. Governor Otter has already warned department heads he wants to budget very conservatively again. Do you think lawmakers will be willing to send more money to schools?
Yeah, I think they will. I worked very closely with the governor when I presented the K-12 budget blueprint to the legislature in September. He'll bring forth his budget during the State of the State, and I think that you'll see it's very, very similar to what we proposed in September. And I'm confident that there will be more money going to our K-12 schools this coming year. For example, the budget we put forward fully funds the pay for performance. We're going to distribute $38 million next year to teachers. They're going to see bonuses and incentives and increases for the good work that they do. And we fully fund growth. And we fund the salary grid. So if a teacher's taught an extra year or they've increased their education, they're going to see their pay go up. You know, for the first time, I guess this will be 4 years, we're actually going to be able to request an increase and have every expectation that it'll be funded.